Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Rock Out, Knock Out Homelessness is tomorrow and Saturday, and that is what we're talking about this morning. Michelle Patton Swisher and Lisa Dolan from Spotsylvania County Schools. Good morning. I am so happy to see both of you.
Good morning, Ted.
Good morning. We're happy to be here.
This is such a big event. This is, what, the 14th?
Year number 14. Yes. I feel a little old.
Yeah, I do too.
But we don't look old, just so you know.
No. I can remember one of the very first times. It was like a flatbed trailer over at Massaponics, and everybody.
That was probably year two.
Yeah, we did. We had a stand, like a stage.
Yeah.
Area. That's right. And we had speakers and.
Battle of the Bands.
Yeah.
And food trucks.
Mm-hmm.
And then
like a
storm.
Carnival kind of thing, and then it rained.
Yeah. No, I remember all of that. And so that does make me feel. This has been a great event over the years. It has really raised. You collect items for Treasure House and to help homeless students in the area.
Yeah. This is our major fundraising event for the year for Treasure House. This is how we stuff Treasure House, make sure we have the things that we need in order to give back out to our students and families.
And it's also to bring awareness to our community. A lot of people don't realize that there are students and families in the greater area here that are, you know, in the plight of homelessness, whether they're living in a hotel or they're doubled up or perhaps a shelter. Last year, we ended the school year with 567 identified students. That's an entire school when you think about how many children that is. And Treasure House is one of the resources that we offer from Spotsylvania County Schools to support our families, not only that are displaced, but also families that are in poverty, and is much easier to prevent homelessness than it is to really get out of it. So if there's one way to make it a little easier for coming to gather some personal hygiene, food, school supplies from Treasure House to help your family out, that's what we're there for.
And while Treasure House is Spotsylvania County Schools, it is 100% community supported. Everything is donated.
Even the shelves.
Yeah.
Treasure House is just there. There's nothing like it. There is nothing like Treasure House. And I'm sure right now, usually right before Rock Out, Knock Out, and especially after when school gets started and everything, everything gets kind of low, and this really helps replenish a lot of things.
Yes, and that's what we'll be out there collecting tomorrow from 12 to 4. At the South Point Walmart, and then on Saturday from 8 to 4 at the South Point Walmart. And we're looking for everything from laundry detergent to dish soap and shampoo and conditioner, deodorant, toothbrushes, toothpaste, all price points. Anything that you use on a daily basis, we could use to give to our families. And you don't even have to shop at the Walmart. You can grab it somewhere else and drop it off as you drive up, and we'll take it, and we're going to load up a truck and then take it to Treasure House Saturday evening and unload it and be ready for our shoppers in the next couple weeks.
That's always exciting to see it unloaded, just to see so many things. But even though it fills it up, I know you all tell me this all looks good, but with what we're seeing in the community, you know, it does go off the shelves quickly.
It does, pretty quickly. You know, it's a constant need that we have to fill those shelves and keep that going. Because really what we've found over the years is some of the things that we provide, like the shampoo, like the deodorant, like the laundry detergent, that's what really helps kids to be successful in staying connected, attending school. We have that kind of experience of watching attendance improve because we're able to provide some of these items for our students.
That's such a big part.
It is.
Of this, just because, and it may make sense, you can't be as good of a student or even interested in going if you're hungry or you don't have yeah. you don't have things.
This is a very basic needs kind of approach. It's kind of a grassroots social work kind of area of support to families to help meet those needs that are having very challenging impact on just daily school attendance, ability to focus, the ability to take in information and learn information. If we can help you with the basic hygiene kinds of things that get in the way, it has a overall positive effect for the families as well as the schools.
And the great thing is you can say, well, I wouldn't know what to even get people. It's all basic, but you also always hand out a sheet that has things suggested
right.
things to buy.
We give you a shopping list to make it super easy for you to grab things. And sometimes folks might just want to donate money. We take mm-hmm. that. We do have a homeless student fund that we utilize to purchase items for Treasure House, along with we have paid for prom tickets, homecoming tickets, behind the wheel for a student that's 18 and living on their own. We've paid for
field trips
is another thing.
Yearbook here or there. I mm-hmm. think we've purchased for seniors that were also identified as McKinney-Vento.
That is a great thing about Spotsylvania social workers, Spotsylvania school social workers. You all are really connected, and you see those kinds of things, and you make either a mental note or you make sure things get taken care of.
Ted, you know the why, right? Because we're rock stars, but it's because of our fearless leader, Lisa Dolan, is how that happens. So I think that's the important part, is you have to have good leadership to mm-hmm. make...
It's a great team. And if you go out and look in Michelle's car right now, there's probably 75 coats in her car that we're going to deliver to schools after this.
Yeah.
It is I say this job is a lifestyle.
Yeah. Well, and I can remember years ago, and I think it was Michelle, you had said, you need to have Lisa come in and talk about, and then it would be some of these various topics or these very high sounding words that she'd take. You had done a lot of classes and had done a lot of training.
Oh, he's
on a lot
talking
of
about neurosequential model work. Yes.
Right. Yes. It was those kinds of things I did. Right. And it would be, what is that?
So Dr. Bruce Perry is kind of the guru of trauma-informed supports, and he has developed a model that's called the neurosequential model of therapeutics. And what it does is it gives you an assessment, kind of a model, a way to look at brain development and how it is impacted by trauma. And then as a result of that, you can tailor your interventions to address kind of the brain-based issues, the brain-based impact of trauma experiences in kids. We know those early years, those 0 to 3 years, when the brain is growing so rapidly, are particularly vulnerable times for trauma experiences. And so neurosequential model kind of gives you a way of looking at that to address those needs.
But you came in and we did a whole show, and you talked about that, and I had never heard anyone talk about it. Since then, that does come up. People every once in a while will mention it, and I will always think of you. I will think, years ago, Lisa Dolan talked about this. But it's those kinds of things. You have gotten a lot of training on some of these issues to be able to help students.
I have. We've spent a lot of time with the social work team really focusing on trauma response and how to support and being trauma-informed. We brought some things into the buildings about trauma-sensitive schools, and we've trained our entire social work team. At one point, we trained on trauma-focused cognitive behavioral therapy. The current team, we've trained on cognitive behavioral interventions in schools. We've done a lot of work around making sure that we have the skills to address these very vulnerable population of students that we're working with.
On the other hand, years ago, when Michelle stood in front of the school board and talked about the homeless needs and the need for crock pots, I was dumbfounded at the stories you told. That I thought we've never heard these needs described like this. So both of you have really been have really educated the community.
And I think that's what's important, right? Because once people know, then mm-hmm. they want to do something about it.
Yeah.
We currently have 83 students living in local motels. That's a lot of kiddos.
That's a lot of kids.
That could be a neighborhood. right? That's a neighborhood. And so the needs of a family in a hotel are a lot different than living in a home, a big house, right? You don't have great kitchen opportunities. And so a crock pot is one of those things that can make life easier. Air fryer, that's the new thing people want is an air fryer, right? Because they're easier to use too. But yeah, it's letting the community know what's going on and what the student needs are so that we can help fill them, but looking at it from a place of dignity and respect. And I will tell you, that's the one thing when we started Treasure House 14 years ago also, was it was about choice and dignity and respect for the consumer. So they have a choice of what laundry detergent they have or deodorant they want. And we have continued that. And, you know, I think that's a true testament to our social workers and how we operate, because Treasure House is run by the school social work team. They're the ones who take the referrals to get families in there. And that expertise is helpful in kind of managing what the needs of the families are to make kids successful in school.
Take a quick break and come back. It is Rock Out Knockout this weekend, tomorrow and Saturday at the South Point Walmart. More details on what you can bring and how you can get involved with the work with Treasure House and Spotsylvania Schools. Coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can access all episodes of Town Talk online at newstalk1230.net or on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Lisa Dolan and Michelle Patton-Swisher are in this morning's Spotsylvania County School Social Workers, and we are talking Rock Out, Knockout Homelessness. Michelle, you are wearing a t-shirt from the very first time, and at that time it was Camp Out.
Correct. And this is vintage. Now we're calling this vintage
wear. Yes, yes.
And my friend designed this shirt back then for us because we wanted a shirt, and he threw it together for us. And it's really cool when we look about the historical component of this. But the premise hasn't changed.
Yeah.
It's to meet the need of our students. And that's what it's about. But yeah, we used to camp out. Lisa and I don't like camping out anymore. Like camping outside. It's just our bodies don't feel as great the next day.
I was very happy when the camp out came out because you always kept saying, well, you can do it with us. Yeah. And I kept thinking, I'd rather not do that. But no, but you're right.
Yeah.
It has really, there's that whole focus, and the whole focus of Treasure House still remains the same.
Yep. It's so cool. And, you know, our school board members support this. They, historically, they used to come out and hand out flyers, and that says something about our district as well. When you have a variety of people coming out to support, makes a huge difference.
Oh, yeah, a school board member who would come and be the truck organizer.
Yes.
Playing. Oh, yeah. Yes, he did.
All day long.
Yep.
He was, Gil was amazing.
Oh, yeah. Yep. That's right. You're right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all day. Organized.
Yeah, and I would come at different times, and he'd still be there.
Yep. And do you know, we still keep that organization kind of concept of how he organized. It's helpful. So
it was a great idea. He'd have everything would be marked of where you put things in the boxes, and it just made it easier. So let's talk about some of the things people can bring. Toothpaste and paper and everything.
Any hygiene products that you use on a daily basis, grab an extra.
Yeah, it's not just school stuff. It's not just school stuff.
No. All those things that you use to get ready in the morning, our kids need. So shampoo, deodorant, toothpaste, toothbrushes, dental floss, anything that you can think of that you need to get ready for your day, our kids need to get ready for their day.
Because being able to have that, that kind of thing, you just feel that if you're never brushing your teeth.
And cleaning products are another thing. You know, like Clorox, Lysol type wipes are helpful. Paper towels, laundry detergent, dish soap. You know, we did a needs assessment at Treasure House to ask our consumers what are some things they would like. And I never thought about this, but scrub daddies, you know, to wash your dishes with.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh yeah, we have dish soap, but we don't have washing things.
Yeah,
and
you need something like that.
You know, we got a couple of those. So anything that you're using is helpful for our families.
You can drop things off at the South Point Walmart Friday, tomorrow from noon to 4, Saturday from 8 to 4. And it's exciting to see the truck fill up.
It is.
Or the trucks is often the case.
Yeah. Several years we'll have to take a load on over to Treasure House because the truck gets so full.
Yeah.
And kind of manage things that way. But Friday, the entire social work team is going to be at Walmart handing out flyers and talking to people and answering questions and engaging. So that's kind of cool. Come meet your social worker.
That is one of my favorite parts of the whole rock out, knockout thing, is to see the enthusiasm of the social workers, because you talk about it, but then they're there. Everybody, you all are there, and everybody's pitching in, and everybody just really wants to get the word out.
Because we're rock stars.
Rock stars.
But we're also fun, and we're focused. We have, you used those words earlier, Ted.
Yeah.
And we are. We are focused on making a difference in our community. That's, if you take it all down, that's really what we want to do, is make a difference in our community. And we are. And we're doing it with the help of your listeners, other people in the community, stepping up to help us do that and to help out our students.
What I like about, because you're my window into social work. You're who I know. But all of a sudden you go and you see your team there, mm-hmm. and it's all different ages. But everybody's all pulling in the same direction. You can see that.
Yeah, they're such a positive group of people generally. You know, we've got 32 school social workers in Spotsy County Schools. 17 of them are licensed clinical social workers, so high degree of clinical experience,
yeah.
that's there. I've got 7 people who are currently working on licensure that I expect will get licensure over the next 6 months to 2-3 years, depending on where they are in the process. We also have this year 7 students, interns, that are working with us this year. So we've kind of grown over the course of my tenure with Spotsy County Schools, which is a long tenure. You know, I think there were 5 or 6 social workers when I started. And
wow.
we have grown that program. And a part of the reason why we've grown the program, the support of the schools, the support of the community, but it's been the fact that we've been able to do this kind of work, to really get that kind of level of support into the hands of students and families, that makes a difference.
Boy, to have that many social workers and to have everybody, because that, to have everything so plugged in and not have... As big as Spotsylvania County Schools are, and I'm sure that you all at times do feel overwhelmed, but to have that many people, the number of gaps there's not as many chances for a gap in somebody falling through.
And we need more social workers. Like, if we could double that number, that would be great,
yeah.
right? Because we know the mental health needs of our community have gone up. And as school social workers, like Lisa was saying, you know, when you have licensed clinical social workers, that's a great expertise to have in terms of mental health needs. It'd be great to have more social workers to be able to address the needs of our students.
Because you talk with when you think about some of the issues that are out there, and whether it's some of the needs that Treasure House can take care of, or just even mental health issues, to have somebody there that's able to identify that, mm-hmm. and to provide families with some options. It's
yeah.
just, I mean, that's helping maybe alleviate problems that maybe problems don't develop quite
and
as quickly.
And parents
or
may
so
not
severe.
Realize this, but every school in Spotsylvania has a school-based mental health team, and that comprises of a school social worker, a school counselor, and a school psychologist. That's a resource for a parent. Mm. If they are struggling and they have things going on that they know their children need some help on a mental health side of things, they can reach out to their school-based mental health team at their schools, whether it's the social worker, school counselor, or school psychologist, to get support for their students. And sometimes, you know, and this is where Treasure House is that little nugget, sometimes people have a really hard time asking for help for people that they don't know. Well, if they're coming to Treasure House and they're getting connected, just getting basic needs met, there might be a conversation that sparks, oh, well, we really could use some help with mental health. We really could use some help addressing some needs in our family in another way. That's where that connection can happen with accessing Treasure House, to connect that family with those resources in our community.
It's very hard to address some of those high-level needs, like the mental health issues, like domestic violence, like substance abuse, all those high-level
yeah.
needs, when those basic everyday needs are not being met. And so Treasure House is one of the ways that
yeah.
we're able to try to address some of those basic needs, which lets us get into support some of those other things that families are experiencing.
Well, and I would think that just social workers are just a great resource for teachers, or if teachers haven't see something with a family or a student, you're able to go to your social worker.
Anybody on that school-based mental health team will help support teachers. We do a lot of consultative kind of support to teachers in classrooms, as well as just, well, I think this, or I'm concerned about the student around these kinds of things. We do a lot of that kind of work.
Or just noticing, because Lisa, you mentioned that Michelle's got, you know, winter coats in your car, of just being able to provide those kinds of things. A teacher can see that if someone doesn't have, if has bad looking shoes, or they don't have the, especially now, I would always, when my wife was teaching, this time of year, she would come home and say, do you have a coat you could maybe give up, because she would see kids coming into school on these kind of mornings and just in a t-shirt. And as it gets colder, I mean, teachers notice those kinds of things.
And we have some fabulous community partners that we're working with on connecting our families for basic resources like a coat or shoes, or we have some holiday support. And, you know, the social work team had about a two-week turnaround on a request for some holiday assistance, and they knocked it out of the park. And we supported 280-ish families.
Rock stars.
Connecting them to those resources. So, it's pretty cool to watch those things be accomplished in our community and in our buildings.
And see, that's the thing. That's the thing about Rock Out Knockout. I look at this as, this is a great chance for you to collect things and to get them into Treasure House. But it also, when you step back and look at it, this is what you do every day. And
I'll tell you one of my favorite things. Thanks, Ted. Thanks. You know, one of my favorite things is when we do Rock Out Knockout is getting the opportunity to talk to people within our community who come up and have questions or have ideas. I mean, that's even better when we can connect with a community partner that has a great idea. They're like, we didn't think about that. And so that's really helpful for us. The other part that's really cool is when we watch families that we have helped at Treasure House walk into Walmart and buy things and bring them out and hand them to somebody because they're giving support that way. And we have said from the very beginning, Treasure House is not a handout. It is a hand up. Everybody needs a little help every once in a while. And that's what it's all about.
And if you're a business person, or you can get involved and you see this kinds of thing, this is a way to get involved with school social workers that you're really impacting kids.
Oh, yes. I've had a couple folks contact me this week seeing the flyer around town saying my business wants to get involved. I mean, it's a great opportunity for businesses to come together and do something. And it doesn't have to be right now, right? Like, we're like, well, we're learning about it today. We can't get everything together by Friday or Saturday. That's okay. Treasure House takes donations year round. I work with a group that every year before school starts, it's a real estate company. They contact me, they do a drive, they drop it off before school even starts. So it's not a one time a year thing. We are constantly in need. So if they're like, hey, we want to do something to support at Christmas, reach out to us. We'll get you any information that you need or suggestions of ideas to help support us.
Quick break. We're going to continue on this morning with Michelle Patton Swisher and Lisa Dolan, school social workers in Spotsylvania County. Rock Out, Knock Out Homelessness at South Point Walmart, Friday, noon to 4, Saturday, 8 to 4. You can they'll give you a list of things, or if you have the kinds of things you know what you want to donate to Treasure House, you can drop it off then. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is 8:31.
From the Fredericksburg FreePress.com studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
It is Lisa Dolan and Michelle Patton Swisher from Spotsylvania County Schools in this morning to talk about Rock Out, Knock Out Homelessness, South Point Walmart, tomorrow, noon to 4, Saturday, 8 to 4. It's so easy. It's so easy. You just get what you get. And you can, and like you said, if you want to just give cash, or if you want to give gift cards.
Yeah, that's
those are the you guys utilize everything.
We sure do. And, you know, we'll have volunteers. We have almost 100 volunteers of students coming on Saturday, which is wonderful because that's another way that we work with our schools is our students volunteer. That they'll be outside the door. So literally, as you walk outside the door of Walmart, you can just hand somebody your bag and it will make its way to the truck and then over to Treasure House. So there's a great little system we have.
Yeah, watch that truck fill up. It's fun.
And that's another great thing about this. I mean, you have your volunteers and you know, so many students on Saturday, and then on Friday the social workers.
We've had students actually contact me that said, "I did this last year. I didn't see a slot. Can I still come?" Absolutely. Come on. Look and see if there's a different slot, but you're absolutely welcome. So,
yeah, I think the kids have a good time when they do it as well. They usually are pretty smiley and happy and engaged and don't mind talking to the community. And so every now and then a kid will bring an adult over to me and go, "They had questions." And we'll have the opportunity to kind of talk to them about what is happening in our schools with our vulnerable population of students.
Last year, with a couple of the, when I was there on Friday with some, and I made friends with the social workers. I mean, they're... You're a friendly bunch.
We are. We're cool.
And so I'm standing, and so they're passing out, and they're doing between, you know, as people walk up, they're handing them a piece of paper and answering questions. And so many people had questions about, "Oh, so tell me about this," because I think we all assume, well, everybody knows that there are these issues, and the, you know, that there are families and students that need these kinds of things, but a lot of people don't know that.
And I think people assume when you talk about homelessness, they are attributing that to the person on the side of the road that's holding a sign. That is not our population of students. McKinney-Vento is a law that was passed in 1987. It's a federal law. It's not a policy. It's a federal law that allows students, if they become displaced, to stay in their school of origin. So if they lose their housing in any way, they can remain at their school. And they can be living doubled up, they could be living in a shelter, they could be living in a hotel, or they could be kind of couch surfing as a 18-year-old. All of those are impactful. And so when you explain to people that that's the population that we're talking about, it's very different. And people will pay attention a little more to those students because it's not by choice. Kids don't choose to be homeless. These are unfortunate circumstances that really could happen to anybody. Divorce, death, loss of employment,
illness,
all of those things can contribute to someone, you know, going down the rabbit hole, as I like to call it, because it's really hard to get out. And it can truly happen to anyone. And it takes a community, I think, to help support that, to make a difference. And Treasure House is just one of the little gems that we have to do that. And our social workers that will help kind of navigate what are some resources out there to help support you.
I have quoted you, Michelle, numerous times on the topic of everybody, your kids are going to school with homeless students. They may not know it. And everybody says, "Yes, that's so true." And we'll tell stories. I always think of the story that Amanda Blaylock would tell about taking a kid home after football practice, and I'll just drop you off.
It was at a hotel.
Yeah,
right?
And how surprised she was.
Yes, and that's the way it should be, right?
Yeah.
You shouldn't know the difference of what somebody's living circumstances are. We should help in any way that we can, and support them in any way we can, and that's really what we hope to do on Friday and Saturday, is come up with some more supports with tangible items to make life a little easier. And it can be anything, any price point of item.
And still, the last time I haven't been to Treasure House. You and I haven't done a video at Treasure House lately. We'll have to do that again sometime. But you always have the stack of crock pots.
I know. I love it.
It never goes out of style, even though air fryers are kind of a thing.
And the cool part is to really think, I mean, I will say I get pretty emotional when I think about how this started. It started with crock pots in the back of a van. Like, that's where it started. Like, driving around, handing out crock pots. When I first started my job, Lisa wrote a grant. I came to work for him part-time. And I'd go out and I'd meet a family in a hotel and I'd be like, "Okay, I'll see you in a month. Good luck." And I had a friend who asked me, "How's your job going?" I said, "Well, it's hard. Like, I don't have anything to offer these folks. And she said, what do you think would be helpful? And I said, well, crock pots would really help. So her little church, it was a very, very small church, they gave me 7 crock pots, and I put them in the back of my car, my van, and I drove around and I started giving out crock pots. And then from there, it just kind of changed of what we would try to gather to give. And when Treasure House started, Lisa and I were both adamant, we don't want you to have to show up with an ID. We don't want you to have to show up with paperwork. Mm. We want you to come and be able to pick out what you'd like in a shopping environment mm-hmm. that embraces dignity and respect to make that happen.
We wanted to give people some choice and some control. A lot of our families have such little control mm-hmm. over things that they're experiencing. This was a way to help to give back some of that control.
It's just like you walk in there and it's like shopping at any store.
It is.
You have choices of detergent, of everything.
I think it's the coolest thing ever. Like I do. Like I get so excited to think about how far it's come, but also what it does for people. You know, when you think about we serve almost 3,000 people a year. 3,000 people a year. And we've been doing this for 14 years. That's pretty incredible to think about what that's doing for our community.
And the fact that some of them want to come back after they've...
You'd be surprised at the number who come back. We see a lot of people at Rock Out Knockout who've said, I've been a shopper at Treasure House and I'm donating back.
Yeah.
Or we'll see them through other volunteer opportunities where they'll come by and say, I appreciate what you've done and what Treasure House was able to do for me, and I'm giving back in this way. It's really... It's a positive growth opportunity, and the community is a giving community, and so all of that wrapped together allows us to really support some needs of families.
And being able to educate the community, right? A lot of people don't know about Treasure House, but a lot of people don't understand the plight of families that are, whether they're mm-hmm. facing homelessness or they're facing poverty. Things are tough. Things are tight. And being able to pick out what laundry detergent you want for the day is super cool, but it's also really helpful. And we get the opportunity to educate folks on that because a lot of people don't realize it's not that people are lazy. It's not that people are substance abusers. It's not that people don't want to do better. It's circumstances have happened and it just makes life a little harder. And this is one way to kind of make it a little easier for them.
And that's the great thing. You two have just done such a great job over the years of educating on all different levels. On all this. The other thing that always has stood out to me is having gone a number of times over to Treasure House after it's over and seeing everybody unload, and in most cases it's the spouses mm-hmm. of social workers who show up, and I just think because in a lot of cases they could all just say that's your thing and you can do it, but they all show and get so involved. I just remember a few years ago, all these people, and I remember asking, I think I asked you, Lisa, I just said, who are, you know, do they all work for you? And you said, oh, no, none of them do. These are all the spouses. That,
and children. And how children. Many years and did
yes.
our children do this?
Yeah.
I have to tell you, my kids don't live locally, but they're planning to stop by on Saturday because they know, like, this has been part of their life for the past 14 years. You know, our kids... would come because they really didn't have a choice. They were told to come. And the things we made them do, like load the truck, unload the truck, put into a mascot.
Hand out these flyers at the door.
Yeah. So, it's been part of our children's lives as well, which is super cool for them to understand.
My kids still talk about the year that we camped out in the auditorium at Massaponics mm. and how cold it was. But yeah, there were lots of... Bringing our kids and our spouses and the entire team pulls everybody's kids and everybody's spouse is involved.
And, you know, even after Treasure House is unloaded, right, it all has to be put up on the shelves to look pretty. Mm-hmm. We have a really good partnership with a group at Massaponics, a club that mm-hmm. comes over and helps put things away and get it organized for us because we do want it to be organized and ready. You know, we have Kathy who works at Treasure House. I mean, she's our rock star as well because she makes sure it looks beautiful and ready to go for families to shop. Her and Roberta are just rock stars there. Mm-hmm.
I say it all the time that the community just does not realize what a treasure House is. because you do what you do, kind of just you do it in the background, and it's all part of the you know the dignity part of this.
Yeah, I think we do it quietly. We do it respectfully.
Yeah, quietly.
And it is community oriented. It's grassroots oriented. And the team just kind of takes care of what needs to be taken care of to support these families through Treasure House.
And that's why, boys and girls, you need to, it's so easy for a lot of us to say, well, I would like to help, but I don't know how. I wouldn't even know how to. Well, this is pretty easy, mm-hmm. and this is where you can have a big impact.
Yep, and like I said, any price point, a toothbrush,
yeah.
dental floss, all the way to crockpot, air fryer, griddle. That's another thing people have asked for is griddles. Any of those things would be helpful to help support our families.
And it all goes directly to kids. It is going directly from your hands to the hands of a family who needs it.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Sometimes you give and you wonder how much is being taken out, or all these things. And this is so direct. And I can remember, again, and just part of the education in talking to both of you over the years about not only when you think it through of what a crock pot can do, but then you talk about being able to have the hygiene products, or just even living in a hotel room and trying to do homework. And just trying to live, or you know, not having the privacy. Everybody has their, you know, we all grew up with our own rooms. But if you're living in a hotel room, it's not like you have a room you can go off to.
No.
You're all in the same room.
Yes, and we also know that there's some unique needs that our students that are displaced faced. They're 4 times more likely to be sick than their housed peers because everybody's living in one hotel room. There's a higher stress level that occurs for those students.
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, that's a lot of stress, not sure what we're going to cook, where we're going to stay tonight, what's going to happen. And the support of Treasure House isn't going to make all of that better immediately, but it might ease a little bit of those stressors because we might have some solutions to make those things better.
Well, we do see over and over again, we get people connected into Treasure House, and it's a little bit of support, but then they develop relationships with Kathy or Roberta who are there, and then they get linked into their social worker and they develop relationships that are there, and the attendance improves and the mood begins to get better and people begin to have a little more hope and experience, okay, there are ways that I can move through this process.
Well, and just the cost of things now and what we're all dealing with just in living.
Yes.
This is why Treasure House is even more important.
I have to tell you, Ted, I don't go grocery shopping. My husband does that. I went grocery shopping the other day, and I was shocked what things cost.
You're telling me. I got, the other day, it was like milk and celery and a head of lettuce. It was like four things, and eggs. And it was like $20-some. And I remember thinking, there's nothing fun there.
Yeah.
And it's just the basics. And you think, how do people, like we've talked about, how do you do it?
Right. And I have a mom that called me the other day, and they have lived in the hotel for a little bit of time. And she's working. She's got 4 children. She has a couple children that are special needs. And she just kept saying, I don't know how I'm going to make it. I don't know how I'm going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm telling her, you're going to make it because you're one of the strongest women I've ever met in my life. But really, Treasure House is the place that I think helps alleviate some of those things for her in terms of, like, laundry detergent. Laundry detergent is expensive. You know, when you have multiple children that need deodorant and body wash and shampoo and toothpaste and all of those things.
And God forbid somebody gets lice.
Right.
I mean, all of those things.
Yeah,
that happen.
Because we have lice kits that we hand out as well. And, shaving cream. I mean, just all the things that you use on a daily basis can make a difference for a family.
Maybe because you don't have to buy those things, mm-hmm. you're able to buy
and
milk
or something. And if you can't go shopping and you want to just donate money, you can drop that off. You can also send us money to the school board office. In the memo line, just put homeless student fund. You know, make the check out to Spotsylvania County Schools.
Okay.
In the memo line, homeless student fund. It comes to us and we're able to use that. We've bought grocery gift cards for people in the past, like to go grocery shopping. You know, we have had families that have had house fires. Well, when that happens, you lose those things. Those families have access to Treasure House as well to get some of those basic needs met.
And I just want to kind of reemphasize again, it's all going to our community. These are anything that is given, whether it's a toothbrush at Rock Out Knockout or money to the homeless student funds, whatever it is all going to a student in our community, to a family in our community.
And the cool thing about that is if we're taking care of our students, they're going to come back and be adults in our community. And, you know, we're really big on the four E's. Engaged, employed, enlisted, educated. Right? Isn't educated the fourth one? I don't remember. Oh, I'm really bad if I don't remember these four E's.
I'll look it up.
But there's four E's.
Yeah.
But it's really about they're going to be in our community as adults.
Yeah.
So we should be investing in them now to help them meet just their basic needs.
Yeah.
And we really appreciate you always taking the time to support us and share the story and really help the community know how much we appreciate them and what they do for our students.
Now you've educated the community. You've educated me for sure.
You're right. It's enrolled. Oh. Educated, enrolled.
Yeah.
Enrolled, employed, enlisted, and engaged.
Are the four E's.
No, and that will help them. And just being able to be in school and be eligible for these kinds of things. If you stay in school, you get an education, you can get a job. It just... It all can start with a toothbrush. So
yes.
Mm-hmm. Quick break. We're going to wrap this up with Lisa Dolan and Michelle Patton Swisher. Rock Out, Knockout Homelessness. South Point Walmart, Friday, noon to 4, Saturday, 8 to 4. Drop by and make some kind of a donation or just provide things for Treasure House. We'll talk about it when we wrap this up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Miss a part of the show? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Michelle Patton Swisher and Lisa Dolan here from Spotsylvania County Schools. They are social workers. They're sort of the lead of the lead faces of the rock star social workers. You can see all the social workers tomorrow with the Rock Out Knockout Homelessness from noon to 4. And that's another thing, the fact that you guys are all, you know, that you're doing that. You'll go to school, you'll spend the afternoon doing that, just being out in the community. Again, thank you for all that you do.
Thanks
but
for having us.
It really is a chance to replenish Treasure House, but also be able to know that you feel good when you donate stuff like this. Because you know, like you said, you've said over and over, Lisa, it goes straight to the community. It literally goes, you donate it, it goes into a truck, it gets taken over to Massaponics, it's put on the shelves, and then it goes
to a student.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's it. It's as easy as that.
Yep, easy peasy. So come see us, come support us, come by and talk to Lisa and I. And if you have ideas, I always say we love to hear ideas. I mean, you know, that's how we've had other programs start as well. You know, we have weekend food bags that go out to students in need. That started with somebody else's idea. That wasn't us, but we helped facilitate to make that happen. So anything that you can do to help on this weekend is going to be greatly appreciated from community folks.
Absolutely.
I just can't believe it's been 14 years for Rock Out Knockout Homelessness, and it continues to be a thing.
And it's so cool. It's so cool when you think about
it. We've gotten to do this for 14 years.
And that we've made an impact in our community, that we know a tangible impact in 14 years.
A huge impact, yes.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We're so happy that you have been with us along the way, Ted.
Oh, I know. We have stood some Rock Out Knockout years of standing, and it snowed one year. It was snowing.
Rain. Lots of rain.
Storms.
Big storms.
Cold.
But I think right now, knocking on that wood, it's supposed to be nice.
It looks like a great weekend. So go on over to South Point Walmart, Friday, noon to 4, Saturday, 8 to 4. Drop something off, and I do look forward on Saturday nights to being able to go over to Massaponics. It really shows. it shows the community in action to see everybody working as a team to take things off the truck, and it's a great thing. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
And thank you for what you're doing, and all the social workers. You guys, you guys really are rock stars. Rock out, knockout homelessness. 14th annual South Point Walmart. Friday, noon to 4. Saturday, 8 to 4. Get involved. Lisa Dolan, Michelle Patton-Swisher, we will talk again soon. Thanks.
Thank you.
That is it. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.